This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these pat-downs?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Welcome back to Hour 2 of the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is Mike Phillip over in Western Canada filling in for Robert Scott Bell. Everybody check out robertscottbell.com for great products and information. There's just so much going on over there. I check it regularly, and quite frankly, it's a big privilege to be hosting this show. Joining me are Professor Mike over in Ottawa in Eastern Canada, and of course, Super Don Naylor. I'm going to read a little bit from an article here for you. The hypocrisy is astounding. This comes from Newsweek. Just going to read a little bit here, see if you can pick it out. A federal judge in Los Angeles has ordered the Trump administration to stop administering psychotropic drugs to immigrant children held in immigrant detention facilities in Texas. They didn't have a problem with it when the same thing was going on during the Clinton administration, the Bush administration, the Obama administration. You could go on. The ruling handed down by U.S. District Judge Dolly G, on Monday, found the government to be in violation of the 1997 Flores Settlement, which governs the treatment of immigrant children held under federal custody. In a class action suit, lawyers had alleged that children held at the Shiloh Residential Treatment Center in Manville, Texas, were being treated with powerful psychotropic drugs without being asked for their consent or being provided an explanation for why they were receiving the medication. Psychotropic drugs can be used to treat symptoms for a range of mental health issues, including depression, bipolar disorder, attention deficit hyperactive disorder, and borderline personality disorder, and they make you want to kill your parents or hang yourself in a closet. In a court filing published online by the National Center for Youth Law, children testified that staff of the U.S. Office of Refugee Settlement, the branch of the Health and Human Services Department overseeing the care of immigrant children, sometimes administered drugs to them without explaining what they were being given or why. Some kids said they'd been forcibly injected with drugs, while others said they were punished for refusing medication by being given longer detentions. Does this remind you of anything, everybody? Does this remind you of anything? I mean, how does it go with American kids? Sometimes they give me forced injections. One child, identified only by her first name, Rosa, said in the filing, one or two staff hold my arms and the nurse gives me an injection, she explained. Children said they suffered side effects including depression, dizziness, nausea, and weight gain as a result of the medication they were forced to take. The filing alleged that because psychotropic medications act on the... Listen to the hypocrisy, ladies and gentlemen. Listen to the hypocrisy here. I'm going to start over. The filing alleged that because psychotropic medications act on the central nervous system and affect cognition, emotions, and behavior, even on adults, they can have serious and sometimes irreversible side effects, including psychosis, seizures, irreversible movement disorders, suicidal ideation, weight gain, and organ damage. Comparatively little is known about the effects of psychotropic drugs on children and adolescents, the filing states.
Wow.
This came out in court. I'm not joking. You think that it's opposite day, right? Nope. That was in the court filing, and that was for immigrant children. I mean, Don, how long have you guys been covering stories where kids are taken away from their parents for not taking a medication that the doctor prescribes?
Well, that's a crazy thing. You know, the medical kidnapping, you know, I call it an epidemic in this country. You hear about these stories all the time. It started with Justina Pelletier years ago. I mean, at least in the media anyway, with Justina. And I mean, this happens all the time, and it's here. There, man. You know, I'm reeling at what is being said here in this Newsweek article, where they're talking about these immigrant kids that are being injected with psychotropic drugs, as if this is some kind of new thing or some type this horrible thing that's happening to these immigrant kids. Which I would agree, it is. It's a horrible thing that's happening. But they're talking about the effects of these psychotropic drugs like this is some just amazing new revelation. Oh my goodness, look, these psychotropic drugs have bad side effects, and we don't know what they're going to do to these kids yet. When it comes to children that are here in the U.S. that are not a part of the spotlight that's been shown on immigrant kids, you know, just your everyday run-of-the-mill American kid, you know, just walking around. Those kids are being injected with psychotropic drugs and things. They're dealing with these horrific side effects that are being quoted here in Newsweek, yet that's just business as usual in this country. And they're worried about consent? Oh, we can't do this. We can't give these drugs to these kids without consent. But that happens all the time in the United States. How many times have you seen where parents say no? No, I do not give you my consent to give that drug to my child. Well, what happens then? Do they say we won't inject your child then? No, because you didn't give your consent. No, if you don't give your consent, then they call in what? Child Protective Services, right? Yep. Because they're going to accuse the parent of medical neglect, child neglect. That parent said no. That parent said no, I do not consent to you giving a drug to my child. And then the doctor says, well, you know what, we've decided your child does need that drug, and because you have not given your consent, we're going to take your child away, and we're going to say now we're in charge of your child and we give consent, and then they inject the child. It's hard to even put words together on how frustrated I get on the situation. And why is it that we are looking at these immigrant children and saying, you know what, those children, they deserve, you know, the benefit of being able to give their consent. But you know what, the children here in America, we've got a system that's already rigged on how we can inject those children with drugs and don't have to worry about anything, you know, as annoying as consent.
Professor Mike, you had something to say on the issue. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, well, what the medical world has been doing in a bunch of countries is that they've been exploiting certain loopholes in the laws. When you get your child a birth certificate in Canada, the United States, England,
any of
the...
I knew you were going to go there.
I'm sorry?
I knew you were going to go here, but go on.
Yeah, that's where it starts, the birth certificate and the citizenship. So the immigrants don't have either of those, and they are not actually legally bound to be stuck into this loophole of pharmaceutical medicine. The lobbyists in the 1930s from the pharmaceutical industry and the early 1940s basically made it, the Birth Certificate Act was 1933, basically made it where if you are listed as quote-unquote chattel, you are supposed to be hooked into the tax system, and you are supposed to be hooked into the legal system, and you are hooked into the medical system. So that's where they exploit it. This is how, you know, the children's aid societies or child protective services, this is where they get their claws in. This is where the medical doctors get their claws in, is through the birth certificates and citizenships.
Well, that's exactly it. But that's the thing, and that's why people are always complaining, because, you know, immigrant drunk drivers go into court and they basically get off scot-free. And, well, that's because they don't have any ownership over them, because they've never signed any paperwork or entered into the system.
Yeah, there's no jurisdiction.
There's no jurisdiction. That's what people need to understand about this whole situation. Now, here's the other thing, okay? Drugging kids is just wrong. I mean, who could go along with that? I mean, at the end of the day, we could give all kinds of reasons, but... who the hell are these people? Now, here's another thing you got to ask yourself. Okay, you're gonna get parental consent from these kids. A lot of times, these kids are brought across the border by coyotes or MS-13. They're posing as families. I heard a worker at one of these centers in Texas saying that a lot of times, these kids have watched their parents get murdered right in front of them. They've been sexually abused by these criminals that are bringing them across the border and posing as their parents in order to come in as a family. In order to get in, right? And the kids are beyond terrified, almost speechless. So you're dealing with some extremely traumatized kids. So what are you going to do? You're going to go and call up the prison system where their so-called MS-13 parents are and get consent for their kids to be injected with a...
No, I want you to consider something, that in this situation where you've got kids like that are being sent over the border, they're being detained, they have no parents, those kids are like fresh meat for the pharmaceutical industry, because they don't have parents, right? So what do? They get put into the system. They don't want to send them back home. They get put into the system, and the kids in the system, in the foster system, are like guinea pigs. Those kids are being used constantly by the pharmaceutical industry in clinical trials because they're wards of the state, and the state can decide whatever it is they want to do.
Well, look at Purdue. Look at what Purdue did with OxyContin and oxycodone just 4 years ago when they tested on 30,000 children, and hundreds of the kids died because they were given adult doses of OxyContin just to extend their patent for 6 months. 6 months.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Big Pharma are a bunch of terrorists and criminals. And I'm glad that there's shows like the Robert Scott Bell Show and the Tactical Health Podcast out there screaming from the mountain that this is a bad situation. We need to change this. What kind of civilized society will allow this to continue? Mike, and Super Don on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help to heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you will find out exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, in biblical times, the Magi's gifts to Jesus were prized more highly than gold because of their health and healing benefits. And science today confirms that these gifts are the secret to an ultra-powerful support for your immune system, anti-aging, and longevity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus these highly effective healing and health protection gifts. And in How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover how much they'll help you too. Go to rsbreports.com to get this important free report right now. That's rsbreports.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back, everybody. We're live. I promised Pat in the chat room over at YouTube I was going to tell the story of how we got my wife out of incapacitating bone and joint pain. I'm going to do that in the next segment. It's a long segment. But right now, here's your
moment of dust.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Anthony A. Braga, Ph.D. from Northeastern University in Boston, and Philip J. Cook, Ph.D. from Duke University in Durham, North Carolina, conducted a cross-sectional study of data on shooting cases extracted from police investigation files for assaults. The victims sustained one or more gunshot wounds in circumstances that were deemed criminal. A total of 221 gun homicides and a stratified random sample of 300 non-fatal cases were included. The final sample included 511 gunshot victims and survivors, 220 fatal and 291 non-fatal.
There's a lot of numbers in this. Jeez.
It is a lot, and I'm just kind of rattling them off. But they did it. That's the point. In 184 non-fatal cases and 183 fatal cases, a lot of shooting going on in North Carolina. Police determined the firearm caliber. The research, get this, okay, this is crazy. Researchers found that there was no systematic correlation for firearm caliber with the number of wounds, location of wounds, circumstance of assault, or victim characteristics. Compared with small caliber cases, medium and large caliber cases had odds ratios of 2.25 and 4.54, respectively, for the likelihood of death.
Okay.
Replacing medium and large caliber guns with small caliber guns would reduce gun homicides by 39.5%.
Okay, so let's take all of these numbers and let's crunch them all together. And what it boils down to, this study they did, I'd love to see how much this study cost. I could have done this for $1.50, okay? They discovered that bigger bullets kill people more.
Or better.
Yes.
Or more.
So bigger bullet, bigger hole, more people die. If you shoot somebody with a .22 versus a .45... chances are the .45 will kill you more than the .22.
Well, I got to say, .22s are actually the favorite caliber of executions because if you shoot somebody in the skull with a .22, it's only going to enter one side and then it's going to bang around and bounce around and shred up the brain, and it's actually a very cheap round. But I was out hunting with a buddy, okay? And with a 300 Win mag, this guy shot a moose. The force and the power of that projectile went in one side, and when it went outside the body of the moose on the other side, the vacuum that was created by the projectile going through, actually, we didn't even have to gut this thing. It just sucked all its innards out side.
Yeah.
I'm not joking.
Okay.
So, what, you never gone hunting?
No, never have.
That's great because you're going to have to scoop all that out yourself, right? So, so it's kind of a gross story, but yeah. if you shoot somebody with a 300 Win mag, you can knock their arm off, okay? And that's going to kill them as opposed to a 22
okay,
round.
Okay, and I'm assuming
the
300 Win mag is like a big bullet, right? I mean, it's big, right? So if you put, compared that to like a small bullet, you'd probably go, you know what, this big bullet's probably going to kill somebody more effectively than this little bullet.
That would be a really good way of putting it. Mike's been shot a few times.
Yeah, I've unfortunately been shot, and I got one in my leg and one in my arm. It's not that pleasant, to be honest, but you know what? I will admit being stabbed was a lot worse.
You're not a very lucky guy.
Wow. Where do you live? Jeez.
I live in Soviet Kazakhstan.
But when they hit me with the flamethrower, that really sucked, man. It was almost as bad as when they dropped the piano on me. But yeah, that's another story.
Acme branded. Acme branded
piano.
Acme branded piano.
Okay, so if you gotta get shot, make sure it's like a .22, okay? We'll be back right after this on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Willing to go where the truth takes him, here's Robert.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show. This is your guest host, Mike Phillip, coming at you live from Western Canada. We got Super Don. We've got Professor Mike over in Ottawa. Over in the chat room on the YouTube channel, I was asked by Pat to give the story of how we got my wife out of debilitating bone and joint pain. I'm going to give you that story really quick before we get into our next story here. And it's a funny one, so stick around, because it goes right along with the fact that this show is brought to you by bacon, right? Anyhow, my young, beautiful wife, she was falling apart. Her joints were, everything was sore, everything was swollen. I would rub her back and her neck. She would cry herself to sleep. And as a husband, that drives you crazy because it's not an external enemy that you can go and punch out or shoot. Or it's an insidious thing where you can see the person that you love crying themselves to sleep every night. And if anybody out there has bone and joint pain, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So I was a listener to GCN back then. I was listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I was listening to Alex Jones. I was listening to all kinds of stuff. And I found a show called Fire Your MD Now with Dr. Peter Glidden. And I started listening to him every day, downloading podcasts. And the things that he was saying sounded too good to be true, but at the same time, they were making a lot of sense. So what Dr. Glidden was talking about was getting food that causes inflammation out of your life while at the same time supplementing for body weight with 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino and 2 fatty acids. With, you know, if you have a blood sugar problem, that you would add extra chromium and vanadium. Or if you had a bone and joint problem, you would add extra selenium and copper and glucosamine. Now, the big secret to it all, when you buy a bottle of glucosamine, is they'll tell you take 2 capsules a day, right? They don't tell you to eliminate food from your diet that's causing inflammation. They don't tell you to eliminate food from your diet that's destroying your digestive tract and causing all kinds of havoc and problems. While at the same time, they don't tell you to nutrify. And we are big on supplementation. So what we did was got rid of those foods, which you can hear about on the Tactical Health Podcast or at Glidden.healthcare, Dr. Glidden's website. And we started supplementing the way he recommended. Now, the big key here, aside from those 90 minerals, vitamins, amino and fatty acids, was using glucosamine at 1 capsule per 10 pounds of body weight. And it worked. Her body just fixed itself. And so she literally got rid of the pain. It was probably between, I'd say, 6 and 9 months. And I'm proud to say it's been 6 years since it has come back. And as a husband, I'm extremely proud of myself that I was able to go and find what works. But I've always been a believer in ask and it shall be given. And I believe, too, that if you want something bad enough, you can have it. And so, you know, we did what we were told with Dr. Glidden, and it worked. So that was it. That was literally it. Now, moving on, like I said, this show is brought to you by Bacon. And there was, what was this doing? It was like a gourmet bacon testing.
Well, are you familiar with the YouTube channel BuzzFeed?
Oh, who is
they put out these funny videos quite often, and in this particular one, they had a group of people, and they were told that they were going to participate in a gourmet bacon tasting test, right?
Right.
And so they got together individually. They just, you know, were filming them individually to do this gourmet bacon tasting.
Right.
And so they sat down and they you know, went around and took, you know, recorded what they were saying about bacon. And it's kind of funny because all these people are bacon enthusiasts.
And, of course, at first they were just enthralled at the idea of being at a gourmet bacon testing.
So I came in here because they told me this is a gourmet bacon taste test.
Everyone loves bacon. It's right. Like asking people if they love, you know, bacon. Oxygen. Of course they do. You have to.
I feel like I'm being asked to explain why I like chocolate, because it's delicious.
Anything with grease and fat is going to be good.
It's good with eggs. It's good on a sandwich. It's good with chicken.
I could live without having bacon, but it wouldn't be very much fun.
Never even thought about a world without bacon.
Professor Mike doesn't eat pork, everybody.
You're missing out.
You're literally missing out. But so, okay, during this video, all of a sudden, they bring out a baby piglet to let these people's have and to hold. You know what I mean? Your reaction.
Oh my gosh, it's a piglet! Oh no!
Oh, no. All right, so they're at a gourmet bacon taste test. Now,
and this is not out... scripted, wink, wink.
No.
Not
no.
at all.
It's not.
Wink,
it's not.
Wink,
not.
Wink.
Mike believes it was scripted.
Oh, man. BuzzFeed
doesn't believe in Santa Claus, so hush.
No, he believes in him. He just thinks that we're damaging our children psychologically by telling them about them. So now that they've seen the baby pig, all of a sudden everybody changes their mind on eating bacon. No mention of sausage.
Okay, I'm never going to have bacon ever again.
This is a real pig. This is a pig. No, what you doing now? You go, he's shy. He's a little camera shy.
I had bacon a few days ago. Oh, I don't want to say it too loud.
There you go.
Because, you know, pigs understand English. But
exactly. They just changed their mind like that. Started talking to the pig. All of a sudden they were, big enthusiasts of not eating bacon. I think they saw too many Disney movies. I don't know, but, I don't know. And they
Charlotte's
go on
Web.
And on and on.
Are my beliefs that fragile that one little cute thing in my arm is going to just change everything I know? Kinda, yeah.
Traitor.
And a steak. Look at those things as pieces of meat on our plate and not something that wants to snuggle in your arms. How could you want to eat this little guy? Look how cute he is. Look at that face.
What they should have done was brought in an adult pig, like running around, crapping everywhere, and rolling around.
Well, you know what? That probably would have made them not want to eat bacon as well.
For different reasons.
For different reasons. So, I thought it was kind of funny. Yeah, I mean, they have some entertaining videos on BuzzFeed. Whether they're scripted or not, they're still funny. But I don't know. It was one. It's an interesting dilemma because I can understand. You know, it's like when you're eating bacon, or you're having a pot roast, or you're eating a steak. You know, it doesn't look up at you with eyeballs, right? I mean, it's like it's meat. And I'm a meat eater. Okay, I'm just saying. I'm a meat eater. I like meat. So. I'm not speaking about this from the perspective or coming from a place of being a vegan or something. I like a good piece of meat, but I also can see the conflict that can happen there when your dinner has a name, right? Right? I mean, it's like, I get that. I mean, have you ever experienced that before?
Well, I experienced something even funnier, if you guys want to hear a small story. You guys want to hear that?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll say it. So, my little sister, one time when we were younger, brought home a chick, a.k.a. baby chick. And we raised it as a pet. And the pet's name was Lunch. Okay? And, it was a joke. It was a joke. Her name was Lunch. Now, I don't want to go into too many details, but somebody, after a few years of raising her, accidentally stepped on her foot, broke her foot.
Killed Lunch.
Okay. And basically, Lunch couldn't walk anymore and couldn't really function. So one time we came home, and my mom had made fried chicken, kind of breaded fried chicken. And I said, what's for lunch? And my mom said, Lunch. And I said, no, really, what's for lunch? And she said, Lunch. And we're eating it.
Oh, no.
And like halfway through the meal,
really?
my mom starts laughing and she's like, I had my cousin who's a butcher. I had him slaughter Lunch. Unfortunately, she wasn't doing so well. So she's somewhere in there. And that made my little sister cry. But I mean, what are we supposed to do? Right. It was a chicken. It was a chicken. Right.
Who does that? Really?
Farmers. Yeah, but in this case, we raised it like a dog.
Yeah, but basically. I mean, at least you could have said it was not, it was Fred the chicken, not Lunch, I mean.
Yeah, it was Lunch.
Wait a minute, though. You said, who does this? Like, but you got to know more about Mike's family.
Well, that's true. There are some issues
there.
They're
like an episode of Jerry Springer.
So, but here, I mean, honestly, Mike, I know you're a hunter. And I know you're a meat eater.
I haven't hunted in a while, but yeah, I'm a meat eater and I can hunt.
Would you find yourself or have you experienced a conflict at some point with eating meat and because there was an association between that meat and an animal that you were connected to or had feelings for or you were sympathetic to or anything like that.
Oh, no. Hell, that's stupid.
No? Okay. No. All right.
Seriously, all right. Man. I don't know. What would they have done if one of them people just grabbed that pig and, like, started, like, biting its neck or something and slammed it on the ground? Where's my bacon? You know what right. I mean? I mean, that wouldn't have been inappropriate because they were about to eat pig meat,
see,
right?
If it were me and we got into, like, you know, it was like the apocalypse or something, right?
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I'd probably have to become a vegetarian because I'm weak when it comes to the whole killing and skinning and cleaning and gutting and all that stuff. Somebody else would have to do that for me. I don't know.
Well, it's something that, I mean, listen, I live in a rural area,
I'd be
okay?
Freaking broccoli and Brussels sprouts, man.
Not in the apocalypse because they'd all be radioactive.
Well, that's true.
But then again, yeah. So would the meat.
You'd be eating seaweed in order to get as much iodine as possible. That's what
you're
going to
be radioactive. All right, that's enough about killing pigs and eating bacon and everything on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We'll be back after this network break. Everybody stick around, and I will be answering your questions in the chat.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com. Or link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
You know what the American diet lacks most? The minerals selenium, chromium, and silicon. And research shows that low selenium levels reduce the function of glutathione in our bodies. Scientific research links many modern diseases to a deficiency of these minerals. For the highest quality whole food selenium, chromium, and silicon in the industry, go to healthjourneystore.com right now and get a 10% discount on your first order. Use code SAVE10 at checkout. Again, use SAVE, the number 10, at checkout to receive 10% off your first order at healthjourneystore.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
If you talk and they will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, He knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. Hear you. You can do
it if you try. Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Last segment of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening in. This has been an absolute blast. It's something that I always wanted to do, was host the Robert Scott Bell Show, and when the opportunity came up, I was all over it. So for this last segment, the Japanese, had to be the Japanese. Listen to this. The Japanese scientists may have discovered a cure for baldness, and it's McDonald's French fries. I'm not joking. It lies within a chemical used to make the McDonald's fries. A stem cell research team from Yokohama National University used a simple method to regrow hair on mice by using, okay, here we go, dimethylpolysiloxane, the silicone added to McDonald's French fries to stop cooking oil from frothing. Silicone, you're eating silicone. Don't eat them. Rub them on your bald head. Preliminary tests indicate that the groundbreaking method was likely to be just as successful when transferred to human skin cells. According to the study released in the Biomaterials Journal last Thursday, the breakthrough came after the scientists successfully mass-produced hair follicle germs, or HFG, which were created for the first time ever in this way. HFGs, cells that drive follicle development, are considered the holy grail in hair loss research. The scientists said use of them was crucial to the advancement. I was thinking, when I was reading this, you don't see a lot of bald Japanese people, do you, Professor Mike?
No, not really. You know, nothing like alopecia genetically or anything. The only bald people you ever see are pretty much Yakuza members.
Why is that?
You know, they state that it's due to the samurai and the warriors that used to protect the emperors and stuff. They used to have their hair generally long and ponytails of sorts, and they were styled as a way to respect the emperors, whereas the Yakuza like to rebel, so they would shave their heads bald and put tattoos. Tattoos in most Asian countries are, well, as tattoos are everywhere technically, they're a sign of rebellion, right? So, that's one of the reasons why you really don't see that many bald people. And you don't see too many people with gray hair until the age of 60, 70.
Okay.
If you look at that, yeah.
So it's considered rebellious to have a bald head in Japan. But why?
Well, Well, this is all dated back to really, really old traditions. It's not necessarily rebellious now. It's just not common at all for anybody to intentionally shave their head. But it's kind of the same way that, you know, getting a piercing in your ears or dyeing your hair purple, getting a tattoo, whatever. All these little things where it's rebellion against your parents, rebellion against the school, rebellion against society. In that case, a lot of people state that it was rebellion against the emperors and against the laws that were being put in place. And also you have to understand that there was a lot of Western influence that was going through Japan at those times too. So they were also rebelling against that, the fact that, you know, some of the politicians were being paid off by the West. And they didn't want to lose their traditions and become, you know, Westernized.
Nuclear radiation is good for hair follicles.
Oh, well, nowadays we've learned that it's not. And you know what's really, really sad, though, is that the majority of the tests done with nuclear weapons and nuclear technology and radiation was done on soldiers and children prior to the bombs even dropping. And even if you look recently, they took a bunch of children from the Child Protective Services in Israel, Canada,
yeah, Israel,
and United States. And what they did is they took them for, you know, standard dental checkups. And what they did is they radiated the children with more than 500 times the amount of radiation of a typical X-ray to see the effects of the radiation on their skulls. And all these kids ended up bald, their teeth were falling out, they would taste aluminum for the rest of their lives. Most of them died, but this is not long ago. This is like 25 years ago.
Like living memory.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. And I mean, it's Chernobyl all over again. If you listen to some of the interviews.
Intentional.
Yeah, well, have you ever listened to the interviews of some of the Chernobyl people? So sad, so disgusting.
Yeah, it's awful. This is quite the world we live in, but I tell you what, there are good things happening too, and you can walk into the undiscovered country of nutritional health and get things on track. Mike Phillip filling in for Robert Scott Bell. It's been a pleasure. It's been a good time. Thanks to Professor Mike and Super Don and everybody listening. Check out American Doc Radio and The Doghouse with Rhea Bowe on YouTube. I do that one twice a week as well. Also, the Tactical Health Podcast.
Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Notch in speed of life when aging does not occur has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.